Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Tears to Breakthrough Radio Show with host author Carolyn Ritter Watson, breaking through tears, bondage, loss, and hurt, equipping you with tools to execute your God-given purpose. Remember to order your copy of Tears in a Bottle now, available on Amazon.com, and receive a free companion guide.
Hi, good morning, and welcome to the Tears to Breakthrough Radio Show. My name is Carolyn Ritter Watson, and I am your host. I thank you for stopping by. I encourage you to sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee or tea, and be blessed. Good morning, and welcome to the Tears to Breakthrough Sunday Morning Inspiration Session. That's right, this is your Sunday Morning Inspiration Session. I am your host and purpose pusher, Carolyn Ritter Watson. So I'm so excited this morning that you have joined me. It's a beautiful, beautiful morning. And, I'm just so excited that God has given us another day. Amen. Amen. So come on in today. I want to talk to you about worry, because many of you are worrying about some stuff. And so the title of this message today is Don't Worry, Be Happy. Actually, with the Tears to Breakthrough Virtual Conference Center, we are doing our 30-day affirmation challenge, where we change our words to change our life, where we change our mindsets to change our life, where we change our habits to change our life. And this is actually, we are on day 18, right? And so what I'm going to do today is I'm going to do day 18, because it actually talks about worry. So I don't want you to worry. I don't want you to worry. And guess what? God doesn't want you to worry. Amen? And so there was a song out back in the 80s. I think it was 1988 with Bobby McFerrin. And the title of the song was Don't Worry, Be Happy. And I'm just going to give you a few of the lyrics, and then we're going to go ahead and get started. A few of the lyrics are, here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note by note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life, we have some trouble, but when you worry, you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. And it goes on. But I just want to encourage you this morning to not worry. Amen. Amen. So just take a deep breath. You know how we do. I want to set the atmosphere here. I want you to take a deep breath. Breathe in all the blessings of God. Breathe in all the promises of God, which are yes and amen. And breathe out anything that doesn't look like Him. Breathe out anything that doesn't sound like Him. Amen. Breathe out anything that is contrary to the promises that He has for you. Amen. So as you take that deep breath, we're going to set the atmosphere right here with our praise and worship. And here we go, here we go. Breathe it in, breathe it in, breathe it in, breathe it in.
Yes, Jesus. Come on, you can praise Him. Come on, you can praise Him. Hallelujah.
God, we, your people, are going to be obedient as you decree that everything that have breath
give you the praise and give you the glory. Yes, God. We're so unworthy, Lord, but we stand in your presence. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. Very air we breathe. He gave it to us. We didn't buy it. Come on, Doug. Come on, lift your hands to him and tell him. It's your presence, Lord, your Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of us, leading us and guiding us into all truth. Thank you, Lord, for it. We thank you for the gift. And not only that, when we talk about your word, it's my daily bread. It's what I long for. And God, you said, he who hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. This verse just says, your very word. Come on, tell him today. Come on, say, spoken. This is the part that I love to declare. It says, and now listen to these words. It says, I'm desperate for you. Is there anybody here you just don't want him, but you're desperate for him? You've got to have him. Sing it to him again. And now I'm lost without you, Jesus. Lord, I was lost, God, once in the world, but now that you changed me, I've got to have you. Come on, sing this with us again. This is the air I breathe. Come on, I want you to sing it with us. This is the air I breathe. And because you sent your Holy Spirit, Lord, thank you that it is. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, living in me as you are. It's living in me, hallelujah. I'm connected to you and you're connected to me. And I tell you today that this is my daily bread. Yes, it is. Hallelujah, Jesus. This is my daily bread. Yes, it is. Lord, it is the truth of your word that you've given us. Spoken to me, Jesus. Spoken to me. And if you're desperate for him, I want you to lift your hands and tell him. Come on, tell him. I'm desperate for you, Jesus. If you're desperate for him, lift both hands to heaven and open your mouth in here. Tell them together. And I thank you, Jesus. I'm lost without you, Lord. Come on, Lord Jesus. We're lost without your presence. We need to have you there, Lord. Come on, sing it again. And I. We're gonna make it. realize that you're nothing without him and you'd be lost. I want you to lift your hands right now and tell him this is the air I breathe. Breathe it in.
It's the air.
Come on, he's given us the ruach breath, the creative breath of God, as he did Adam in Genesis.
It's the air.
Come on, just breathe in now. Breathe in the air that he's given.
It's the air.
Oh, this is the air I breathe. Come on, come on, come on. You drop out, group. I want to hear the singing sanctuary. Come on, congregation. Come on, come on. Sing it in this sanctuary. Come on, sing it. Yes, Lord. Come on, say it again.
Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. This is the air I breathe. Sometimes you have to take a deep breath, amen, and just breathe out all the negativity, amen, and just breathe in all the promises of God, which are yes and amen. We want to breathe in the ruah breath, hallelujah, of God, amen. Yes, God. Welcome this morning. This is the Tears to Breakthrough Sunday Morning Inspiration. I am your host and purpose pusher, Carolyn Ritter Watson. Come on in. Today we're going to talk about worry, because many of you are worrying about some stuff, amen. And so come on in, grab a cup of coffee or tea, come on in and be blessed this morning, amen. You know, and you know, my question for you is, what are you worried about today? What's on your mind this morning? What is on your mind and what are you worried about? If you would like to call in and chime in, you can do that on our guest call-in number at area code 347-237-5083. That's area code 347-237-5083. Call in and chime in. What are you worried about this morning? What are you worried about, family? You know, you should know that you worrying about your situation, your circumstances, is not helping. It's not helping. In fact, it is hurting more than it's helping, because, you know, if God will deliver everything that he has promised, which he will, God is not a man that he would lie to us, amen, he will. But you worrying about that thing, you worrying about that situation, that's time that you can be spending in prayer. That's time that you can be spending in the presence of God, amen, where you will have peace, where God will give you peace, as opposed to just sitting around worrying, right? And so I don't want you to worry about that situation. I want you to turn it over to God. I want you just to surrender it all to him. And I know it's a lot easier said than done, but you just have to just make a resolve today that you're not going to worry about that situation. You're just going to go ahead and, you know, turn it over to God. You're going to get into his presence and just begin to surrender it all to him. Amen. And like I said, I know it's not easy, you know, because there's a lot of things that's going on all around us all the time, and a lot of things that keep us, that can keep us in a state of worry. But I'm here to tell you today that, you know, your Heavenly Father does not want you to worry. He doesn't want you to worry at all. He wants you to trust him in every situation. Amen. And so stop worrying, stop stressing, and trust him in your situation. Trust him in your circumstances. Trust that God is going to turn everything around for your good. Amen. Amen. You are tuned into the Tears to Breakthrough Sunday Morning Inspiration Session. I am your host and purpose pusher, Carolyn Ritter Watson. And so don't you go anywhere. What I'm going to do right now, I'm going to go to a commercial break, and when I come back, we're going to continue. Amen. But meanwhile, don't you worry about that thing. God's got you. He got you back. Amen. He's got you. Amen. Trust me.
you know that Layla Simone supports breast cancer research, awareness, women in crisis, and youth-related nonprofits? Each time I shop online within their network, a donation is made automatically with no additional cost to me. I love guilt-free shopping. Wow, they even offer personal shopper services? Move over. I love shopping online. And for a good call, I'm in. What is their contact info? You can call 610-504-0690 or go to LaylaSimone.com.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter-White.
All right, family, I am back, and today we are talking about worry, that state of worry. I want you to get rid of that worry that you got going on. You know, God does not want you worrying today. He does not want you to worry. I started the show off by talking about that that song from the 80s, Don't Worry, Be Happy. And that's what I want you to do today. I want you to not worry. I want you to be happy. You know, I know happiness is based on what's happening around you, you know. But what you can do is you can have a state of happiness. You know what I mean? You can create that for yourself, you know. You don't have to be wallowing in your worry, you know, because it's not helping anyway. So let's go to Matthew 6:25-34. I'm just going to read that for you because I want you to stop worrying. And again, I know it sounds simple, but you know, it's not helping the situation. As a matter of fact, it's making you more tense, more stressed, you know, and it's taking away from your life. It's not adding to your life. And so let's read Matthew 6:25-34. It says, that is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food and drink or enough clothes to wear. Isn't life more than food and your body more than clothing? Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. And aren't you far more valuable to him than they are? Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? And I love that. And that's the question you should ask yourself when you're worrying. Can all this worry add a single moment to my life? Absolutely not. As a matter of fact, it can take away, because stress causes all types of physical illnesses, as well as emotional and mental. So that's why I believe God is telling us to not worry, right? And so I don't want you to worry today. I want you to practice, but you have to practice. You have to be intentional about that thing, because I know it's not going to happen, because, you know, immediately when we hear bad news, we automatically go into our default mode is worry. So we have to fight against that thing. We have to come against that thing intentionally, because it's not going to just happen. Because you're going to, it's just automatic. We just start worrying, right? But I want you to get into the practice of, instead of worrying, just and begin to pray and say, God, you know, I don't want to worry about this situation. I want to turn it over to you. I trust you. Because really when we're worrying, we're actually telling God that we don't trust him. We are saying to him, Heavenly Father, I don't trust you in this situation. And guess what? If you can't trust God, then who can you trust, right? Who can you trust in that situation if you're not putting your trust in God? And so don't worry about tomorrow for, you know, when you go down to verse 34, it says don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. And it says today's trouble is enough for today. And so many of you are stressed out about what's going to happen tomorrow, what may happen tomorrow. You know, this scripture is telling us that today's trouble is enough, right? And so give yourself a break today. Give yourself a break today. Amen. Stop stressing. Get a grip on your emotions. Amen. And, you know, you are taking moments away from your life by worrying. You know, because the scripture says, can all your worries add a single moment to your life? We know absolutely not. But we do know that it can take away, right? And so stressing does not change anything. It doesn't change the situation. And I know when you're in the midst of the problem, when you're in the midst of the situation, you don't really think about that. But I want you to think about that today. Stressing does not change anything, but yet we still worry. When scripture says, take no thought, it says, take no thought. It is okay to think about your issues. It's okay to think about your issues. But don't dwell on them. Don't stress about them. And definitely don't start overthinking. Especially as women, we tend to overthink, right? So overthinking about that situation and overstressing does not solve the problem. That's time and energy that you can be spending in prayer. That's time and energy you could be spending in, you know, asking the Holy Spirit to guide you into, you know, how to resolve the issue. Amen. You know, we're supposed to cast our cares on the Lord. Why? Because He cares. He cares about everything that we care about. Amen. And so I want to encourage you this morning to stop stressing about things that you cannot change. Know that God wants to fix it. Not only does He want to fix it, but He will fix it. And He wants to bring you out, but you have to trust Him and give it to Him. Surrender it to Him. You know, many times we think we're supposed to help God. God doesn't need your help. Amen. He doesn't need your help. What He does need is for you to, you know, have that quiet time with Him and allow the Holy Spirit to guide you and teach you in that situation and lead you, right? Order your steps, amen? Tell you what to do, who to talk to, what to say, what not to say. That's the whole point of prayer time and communicating with God, your Heavenly Father, and allowing the Holy Spirit to take over and download some stuff into you so that you will know what to do, what to say, how to handle that situation. You know, because when all kinds of crazy stuff starts happening in our lives, and we know crazy stuff happens every day, you know, life is so hard, and I'm aware of that. Life is hard, right? But God, family, we can depend on our Heavenly Daddy. We absolutely can, and I know it's hard to see that when you're in the midst of the mess, but we can depend on Him. We absolutely can. When all kinds of crazy stuff starts happening in your life, all kinds of stuff starts coming up against you, know that God is your source. Know that you know, He is your source for everything. It's in Him that you live, that you move, that you have your very being. Amen? And so what I want to do right now, I haven't done this in a long time, but I want to do this. Many of you are familiar with the Serenity Prayer, especially if you've been involved in any type of addiction or anything. But I want to recite the Serenity Prayer to you. Okay? And so here it goes. It says, "Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference." It goes on to say, "Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardships as the pathway to peace, taking as He did this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that He will make all things right if I surrender to His will, so that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with Him forever and ever in the next." Amen. That's the Serenity Prayer. And so there's some things that we have control over, and then there are a lot of things we don't have control over. But God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I can change and the wisdom to know the difference. So you need to have the wisdom to know the difference between the things that you can change and the things that you have no control over. And so that's why when we get into the presence of God and when we pray, when we ask the Holy Spirit to speak to us and guide us, he's your guide, amen, that he will be able to give you discernment on certain issues. He will be able to help you to see clearly. And just say that with me right now. Say, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen. Amen. I pray that God blessed you today. I pray that it blessed you. Amen. Family, my time is almost up. I pray that you were encouraged today. And so I am just going to pray. Amen. Father God, I thank you this morning. I thank you for this time, Lord God. I thank you for using me as your mouthpiece, Lord God. This is truly the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, Lord God. Help us to be intentional, Lord God, about our happiness, Lord God. Be intentional about those things that are happening all around us. Help us to surrender those things to you. Grant us the serenity, Lord God, to know the things that we can change and give us the wisdom to know the things that we cannot so that we are not wasting time worrying, Lord God. Lord God, I stand praying for those who are worrying right now, those who are just struggling right now with worry, Lord God. Help us to seek you first, Lord, and not stress, knowing that when we seek you, you will add those things to our life that we need, Lord God. Help us to not be anxious for anything. Help us to trust you, Lord God, in everything. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Help us not to stress the mess, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that we can trust you in every situation. We walk by faith today and not by sight, Lord God. I declare and decree that we're walking by faith and not by sight. So it doesn't matter what things are looking like right now. We are trusting you. We are walking by faith, Lord, and not by sight. And finally, Lord God, I speak a third John blessing over everyone under the sound of my voice. I pray above all things that they will prosper, that they will be in health, even as their soul prospers in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Ladies, don't forget to join me on Facebook in my private Facebook group where you will be inspired and empowered every day and supported. Amen. You know, that is where we are transparent and we share our stories. That is my Tears to Breakthrough Virtual Conference Center, our private V room. Amen. Come on in and be empowered and inspired every day. And if you need to reach me, you can reach me at tearsinabottle8@gmail.com. Be encouraged, not discouraged. Be encouraged, not discouraged. Let God control those things that you cannot, that you know you can't control. Remember that he is the stronger force behind the scenes. God is behind the scenes working some things out for your good. He is the stronger force behind the scenes. Amen. I pray that you were blessed today. I want to encourage you to surrender it all to him. Just surrender it to him. God will take care of it for you. He will take care of it for you. Amen. And you know how I like to go out with Howard Hewitt. Here we go. God bless. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Second time around, but before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we call. In him is where my strength lies. Thank you.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter-White.